it certainly is.
Oh, I love this.
This is so exciting. Ari, let's meet him right now. Your favourite Knights player.
My favourite. This is Phoenix Crossland. Good morning, Phoenix. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Oh, better hearing your voice.
So excited. I've been waiting to chat to you forever, Phoenix. No, welcome to the show, and also congratulations on your big win on Sunday. Oh, I think every Knights fan was just howling at you guys on Sunday. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good. It was good to get the win, especially against the Warriors. We owed them one, so yeah, I was stoked about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, but also yet another game in the rain on Sunday. Is there a different type of strategy when it comes to playing in such wet and slippery conditions that you guys have to do?
Have you got your budgie smugglers underneath or something?
Yeah, I do. I wear budgies every game, so...
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, the wet weather suits me, but yeah, it's just a bit more slippery, so... I guess metal studs and just hold the ball a bit tighter, I guess.
Yeah, practice your slides, all that sort of gear. Now, you grew up on the Central Coast. I grew up there as well. It's a great part of the world, but obviously, you know, playing here in Newcastle's fantastic now. Do you get down the coast much visiting family or anything?
Not really, to be honest. My family moved up here as well, so...
Oh, great.
We're all sort of newy Novocastrians now, but, yeah, it's a great part of the world. I'm from Budgieway, so...
Budgieway represent.
The lake there and, yeah, 15 different fish and chip shops, so it's a great spot.
It certainly is.
Beautiful. And now, obviously, it is the main goal to be, you know, picked for the starting lineup each week, coming into each game. I have to ask, do you prefer to actually start the match or just come off the interchange bench? I remember when I used to play footy, coming off the bench, there was more energy. You could just throw yourself into the game with whatever's happening. Or what do you prefer? Are you more nervous just coming straight off the bench or...?
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous bloke, so yeah, I get a bit more nervous when I have to wait there and, you know, watch the boys going at it and not sort of doing anything, but, you know, they both sort of got their good side to them. Yeah, as you said, you get to inject a bit more energy when you're fresh, but, you know, I'd probably rather be starting, but, you know, we got a great starting team there and I'm happy to do my job off the bench as well.
Yeah, beautiful.
Absolutely. Now, I believe, you know, there's been a lot of, you guys have been doing a lot of school visits, hospital stuff. What do you reckon is the most rewarding part about doing community things?
Yeah, I think that that's exactly what it is. You know, the Newcastle community is so tight. Everyone knows everyone. So, you know, every kid that you see at the school visits, you see them at the game and the junior clubs as well. I got a little brother that plays for Vallo Devils, so I'm sort of down there a bit. And, yeah, the kids just love it. Everyone loves their footy in Newcastle. It's sort of, you know, it's a lot of what people have. So, yeah, I love getting around to the communities and, yeah, it's really special.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm feeling that energy from the community. And speaking of energy as well, I know, like, after every win, you got to do the team song in the dress sheds and things like that. So, singing the team song, how is it decided who gets to actually, you know, bang their boots on the esky and all that kind of tradition as well in the sheds?
I don't know. I think it's usually... last year it was Spitzy, but I think J-Stuff might have taken the reins this year. It's sort of... Yeah, I'm not too sure about that. I'll just sort of sing it like I've won a grand final every week after every win. But
that's a good way of doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it only happens once a week, so you got to sing it loud. So, yeah, but I think J-Stuff's the bloke that's doing it at the moment.
Official boot esky banger.
I was going to say, are you the loudest singer, Phoenix, in the dress sheds?
Who's the loudest?
Yeah.
He's loud in general, but yeah, when he gets singing, he's extra loud, as you hear it.
Oh, very good.
Like,
hey, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it, and good luck for the game ahead.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.